Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and the topic is simply art class. The art class. Now, growing up as kids, my friends, we all had to go through art class. In elementary school, we learned our primary colors and our secondary colors. We learned how to mix paint, and we even started finger painting. We remember. Then also, we transitioned from that into drawing. Some even went into sculpting. And art class was fun, and it was a class we were all expected to pass. Well, there are some art classes, as it were, in the spiritual life. Classes that we're expected to pass because God is the master art teacher. If you don't think that God knows art, just refer to Psalms 19:1, where it reads, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." Then, of course, one of God's greatest works of art is a work that he did with you and me. Remember, he said in Psalms 139:14 that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, my friends, we have been masterfully crafted by the wonderful, magnificent artist, God himself. Yes, my friends and neighbors, now with the arts that we have to master in this Christian life are the arts of dealing with ourselves and dealing with others. We're going to outline three key arts that every saint of God needs to master in order to make it in this Christian life. That first one is the art of appreciation. This is our art acronym. The A is our art of appreciation. So you remember the Bible says in Psalms 104 that we should enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, that we should be thankful unto him and bless his name. We discover in Psalm 69:30 that we should praise the name of God with a song and magnify him with thanksgiving. This, my friends and neighbors, is living life without complaining or criticizing or condemning. It's treating every opportunity, every day, every situation, every circumstance with an attitude of appreciation. Remember the attitude that Paul and Silas had in Acts 16 when they were in prison, but yet they were able to sing praises unto God and pray. You remember the attitude that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had in Daniel chapter 3, where they were able to walk in the midst of the fiery furnace without fear, knowing that they were going to be okay. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's how we appreciate the things that God does for us. When was the last time you just closed your eyes and thought about all the goodness of God and said, thank you? When was the last time you thought about yourself, your own life, and said, thank you? Because see, the living have a choice, the living have a chance, and the living have a chore or an assignment. So we are the ones, my friends and neighbors, who have the opportunity to do so much. God did not call us here for only our benefit, my friends. He wants us to appreciate life, but he wants us also to appreciate ourselves. Do you appreciate who God has made you? Do you appreciate the gifts he's given you? Do you appreciate your uniqueness? Remember in art class, if we all had to draw a picture of a butterfly, then everyone turned their pictures in, but every picture looks different. Johnny's butterfly looked different from Jane's butterfly, and Matthew's butterfly looked different from Andrew's butterfly. Why? Because we're all unique, and we should appreciate the uniqueness we find in other people. They don't have to be just like us in order for us to like them. We should love ourselves and we should love others. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should master the art of appreciating life itself. And the same token, we should also master the art of relationship building. This is simply that art of working well with everyone we meet. You remember the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:13 that we should forbear one another and forgive one another. Even if we've got a quarrel against anybody, we should forgive like Christ does us. Then we discover, my friends, that we should treat the elder women as mothers and the younger women as sisters. You know, the wonderful thing about church and the congregation, many people refer to themselves as brothers and sisters, and they call this lady mother so-and-so and such and such. Well, that's because the camaraderie of treating everyone like family changes how we receive them. You see, we all have the ability to receive our family, no matter whether they're smart or not so smart, no matter whether they're short or tall, heavy set or tiny, we receive all in our family, Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. Receive them all, my friends and neighbors, because we understand the Bible tells us that we shouldn't even rejoice when our enemy falls in Proverbs 24:17, and we should even be glad when he stumbles. On the contrary, my friends, we've been called to help. We've been called to serve. We've been called to build relationships. How well are you managing the relationships God has placed in your life? How well are you valuing those relationships and making sure that everyone feels loved and respected, cherished and kind? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, not only to master that art of relationship building, but master that art of toughness. That's the T in our art acronym. One of my favorite, my friends, because the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:3 that we should endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Then we're challenged in Ephesians 6:11 to put on the whole armor of God to stand against the tricks of the devil. How tough are you, my friends and neighbors? I'm challenging my friends and neighbors that the art of toughness is one that's common to the DNA of a saint, because no matter how many times we face temptation and challenges, the Bible tells us in James 1 that we should count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. Yes, my friend, somebody needs to know that God only wants them to reach down and get a little bit tougher. Don't allow the enemy to steal what God has blessed you with. Don't allow things to be taken from you that God has given. The Bible says that a just man falls 7 times and rises up again in Proverbs 24:16. When I read that scripture, I think about those old boxing movies. Rocky comes to mind. If you remember Rocky Balboa, Rocky was a Philadelphia fighter. He was not trained well, unorthodox, but yet when he got in the ring, he was tough if he wasn't anything else. The other more polished boxers would knock Rocky down. He'd get right back up again and charge in front of them. And then after they punched themselves out, Rocky would then go for the knockout punch himself. My friends and neighbors, don't you recognize that God has his Holy Spirit on the inside of you? It's given you the ability to stand up and face trials and challenges, temptations and tests, and face them head on, recognizing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that every tongue that rises up against us we shall condemn. We recognize, my friends and neighbors, that we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Be tough, my friends and neighbors. I challenge you to master art class, build great relationships, show appreciation, and most of all, remain tough. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.